For many, many years, the real estate developer and reality television star Donald Trump has threatened to run for president of the United States. This week, he finally did it.
I am officially running for president of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
This is a gambit that really blurs the lines between politics and entertainment and reality and fantasy as I don't think I've ever seen before. And as somebody who for a quarter century has been, I guess, a student of Trump, I couldn't help but wonder, in what sense is this really a presidential campaign as opposed to a new kind of reality show and campaign for more attention? Lawrence O'Donnell has been on all sides of the American politico-tainment machine. He worked campaigns and as a senior aide for Senator Daniel Moynihan, including meetings in the Clinton West Wing, and then as a writer and producer on the TV show The West Wing. Now he is host of The Last Word on MSNBC. Lawrence O'Donnell, welcome back to Studio 360.
Great to be here, Kurt.
So the last time you were here during the 2012 election, we talked about how the news media then was framing the presidential election as some kind of mass entertainment event. And here we are in 2016 almost. And now this reality TV star and real estate spokesmodel is in the mix. What do you make of this?
Well, this is not a campaign for the presidency. This is the Donald Trump campaign to remain famous. This is the objective of it. The ratings of his NBC show really collapsed in the last year. It didn't exactly get renewed by the network. What they did was they announced their fall schedule that did not include his show, and they said basically said, we haven't canceled it. It's still alive. We might bring it back in the middle of the year. So that thing he knew was on its last legs one way or the other. And so how does Donald remain famous, which is his quest? Fame is probably at least as important to him as money.
I think,
important to me. It is hard to imagine Donald Trump breathing without fame.
I
can imagine him breathing without money. It can be done. People have done it.
Yeah.
But this is all about the Trump campaign to remain famous.
Now that he's this presidential candidate, this xenophobic, regular guy, bully with the crazy hair running for president, I mean, it's hard to imagine such a character in fiction being plausible at all. You couldn't put him in a TV show or a movie, right?
Well, he's not plausible. There's nothing plausible about him. He's the single most unpopular candidate to run for president in the history of American polling. 59% say there are no circumstances in which I would vote for this man. Absolutely
yeah.
no circumstances. So, you know, this he knows that. I mean, in whatever ways his brains are dysfunctional, he looks at that number and he understands there's no amount of money that can turn that around.
But he is well known, which makes one think that as they're figuring out ways to limit the number of people in the Republican debates, that he could make it on that stage. And then, given that they are this strange form of entertainment, the debates, he could do well, right? He would get the sound bites that you replay on your TV show.
He cannot do badly in the debates in a certain kind of way. One is, he'll say something funny. That's for sure. He'll say something that gets a laugh. And very few of the rest of them will ever be able to do that on the debate stage.
Yeah.
And then here's the other really crucial element of a Trump campaign. Nothing matters, and everyone knows it. And so when Trump says something insane, it will not be held against
right.
him.
Right, he cannot make a gaffe.
There's no such thing as a gaffe in the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing disqualifying for Trump to say, and nothing sticks to him.
Of course, even before his official announcement, people in the satire business were beside themselves in anticipation. And now that it's happening, of course, they're going wild. This is Jon Stewart the other night.
A billionaire vanity candidate taking the escalator to the White House.
Hey, only losers walk. Presidents take Stair Force One.
Now, in addition to comedians, journalists are at least for a while going to be excited by this. This is catnip. Is there a point at which, though, news media in general will tire of this and stop paying attention? Or is this, as long as he's in it, it's going to be interesting to people?
You know, I never mentioned Donald Trump this whole campaign season because I never believed he was going to run. And I believe he made himself completely irrelevant to any adult discussion of this years ago. I then watch his speech, and it is the most fun I have had watching a political speech in as long as I can remember. This was unscriptable by anyone except that brain of his. And that night was the easiest version of my show that I have ever done. Play Trump, laugh, and talk.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just irresistible. It's going to take me a while to get tired of that.
Lawrence, thank you very much.
Kurt, thank you.
You can watch Lawrence O'Donnell weeknights on The Last Word on MSNBC. So what do you think? Is Donald Trump at all a serious candidate for president, or is this nothing but a stunt to get more media attention? Tell us what you think at studio360.org.